In the investigation, have you received all of the copies from the Valley City Police Department and all of the copies of footage from the Barnes County Sheriff's Office concerning this incident?
No, our investigation is not complete. We're still obtaining records and documents and video from the two law enforcement agencies responsible for Warren's death.
What are you seeking as far as damages, or shall we say, what is the claim that you're making against the city and or county or both?
Well, we are in preliminary stages right now. We're investigating this. I think anyone who watches that video can draw their own conclusions. Well, Warren died from a broken neck, suffered while he was in the custody of the Valley City Police Department and the Barnes County Sheriff. Seems pretty self-evident from viewing it. The family is primarily concerned with doing whatever it takes to make sure that this doesn't happen to anyone else, that any officer who is involved in detaining someone or caring for them is properly trained and properly screened so they don't end up in that position where they would intentionally punish an elderly person with medical problems.
Cash, you said earlier that he died of a broken neck. Has that been confirmed in an autopsy report? Has that preliminary report come back and revealed that?
It has been, yes.
He did die of a broken neck then?
Cervical fracture, yes. He had a medical condition and he told the officer of that in his first interaction with that officer. Explained that to the officer. He explained to the officer that he was in pain. The officer wholly disregarded that. If you watch the video, shortly after he arrested him, the officer put him in a pain submission hold. And then when Warren was unable, because of his medical conditions and the pain from being in handcuffs, he was unable to walk back to the car. The officer then, and you can see it on the video, threaded his right arm between Warren's arm and his shoulder and then hoisted him. This is a 72-year-old man with a chronic medical condition that made his spine fragile. This is a horrible thing. Well, we're going to investigate it, and the family wants to do everything they can to make sure that the public and law enforcement are educated that this is the last thing that should have been done. Officers shouldn't be employed who can't put the safety and welfare of the public first.